Hare Krishna. So Krishna here is speaking about realization of Super Soul, Paramatma. And now he's going to speak about this point that anyone who realizes Super Soul, it's like offering him worshipful service to Super Soul. So this is given in Shloka number 31. Let's see that.
Sarva bhuta stitam yomam bhajatye katvam astitah sarvata vartamanopi sayogi mai vartate.
So here Krishna is saying, saha yogi, that yogi, such a yogi,
sarva bhuta stitam yomam bhajatya ekatvam astitah.
So, the one, such a yogi, who worships me, bhajatya, ekatvam, understanding that sarva bhuta stitam, the personality is present in each and every entity, living entity, that is super soul, is non-different than me. We are same, one. Such a person, sarvata vartamanopi sa yogi mai vartate. So such a person always remains in me in all circumstances. Sarvata vartamana vartate. So this is a very, very nice point to understand. Firstly, Krishna is making a point that super soul and me, we are non-different. This is the point that is made first. And the second point that is making is that anyone who is engaged in worshipful service to me remains always in me in all circumstances. Sarvata vartamanah api mai vartate. So let's see this in detail. A yogi who is practicing meditation on the super soul sees within himself the plenary portion of Krishna as Vishnu with four hands holding conch shell, wheel, club and lotus flower. So now Krishna, he expands into various forms and finally one form enters each and every body as the super soul. So from Krishna, the first expansion is Balram. And from Balram comes four expansions called Chaturvyuha expansions, Adi Chaturvyuha expansions. That is Sankarshan, Pradyuman, Anirudh and Vasudeva. And from Sankarshan comes again four expansions, Dvitiya Chaturvyuha expansions. So there again we have Mahasankarshan, Pradyuman, Anirudh and Vasudeva. Now from Mahasankarshan comes Mahavishnu. And from Mahavishnu, from each and every pore of Mahavishnu comes various universes. Now Mahavishnu, he enters each and every universe as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Now Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is the one who gives birth to Brahma. So from his navel comes the lotus flower on which Brahma appears. And Brahma does various secondary creation. Now when the secondary creation is done by Brahma, so Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he enters each and every atom in that particular universe as Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And this Shirodakshaya Vishnu is actually Paramatma. So hope we understand how from Krishna comes Shirodakshaya Vishnu, and Shirodakshaya Vishnu is that Paramatma. So here Krishna is saying that Paramatma, that personality and me, we are non-different. So this point is very important. And what is Shirodakshaya Vishnu or Paramatma holding? Chanka Chakra Gada Padma. That is conch, wheel, club and lotus flower. The yogi should know that Vishnu is non-different from Krishna. Krishna in this form of super soul is situated in everyone's heart. So this is very clear, you know, from the description that we just gave. There is no difference between innumerable super souls present in the innumerable hearts of the living entities. A very important point. So the super soul in my heart and super soul in your heart is not different. He is the same personality. He is the same super soul in each and everyone's heart. And he is the one who is directing each and everyone. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. Krishna is saying that I am there as super soul in everyone's heart and I am the one who is making everyone move and do various activities. So he is the one who is there in each and everyone's heart. Same super soul. See, he is unlimited. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is unlimited. He can expand into unlimited forms. The same super soul enters into innumerable atoms and is there as Paramatma. Nor is there a difference between a Krishna conscious person always engaged in transcendental loving service of Krishna and a perfect yogi engaged in meditation on the super soul. Now it's very clear. So a perfect yogi is meditating on the beautiful form of the Paramatma. So what is he doing? He's doing one of the angas of bhakti, smaranam. He's meditating. And a devotee, he is engaged in practical service of the Lord in various ways. So in this way, a perfected yogi and a devotee, they're almost the same. So it is said that a yogi in Krishna consciousness, even though he may be engaged in various activities, so we understand yogi is just meditating, but a devotee is doing various activities, while in the material existence remains always situated in Krishna. Why? Nikhila Swapi Avasthasu Jivan Mukta Sauchate, a devotee of Lord always acting in Krishna consciousness is automatically liberated. So when a devotee, that is all of us, when we are engaged in service of Krishna 24/7, avyartha kalatvam, without wasting a single moment, such a person can be considered liberated already, because he is doing the same activity what he will be doing in the spiritual world, that is serving Krishna 24/7. So such a person is considered to be liberated. So in this way we understand how a devotee is on a very, very high platform. By concentrating one's attention on the transcendental form of Krishna, who is all-pervading and beyond time and space, one becomes absorbed in thinking of Krishna and then attains the happy state of transcendental association with Him. So, such a wonderful statement. So, one who takes darshan of the Lord, one who sees Krishna in His very, very beautiful form, it is described that Krishna is the most beautiful personality in the entire creation, both in spiritual worlds and material worlds. Here in this world, we get attracted to so many personalities who look beautiful, who look handsome. But then, since we have not seen Krishna, we are getting attracted to various personalities in this world. Anyone who sees Krishna, anyone who gets Sakshat Darshan of Krishna, oh, that person cannot do anything but just fall in love with Krishna. Just like that person will be attracted. Without any endeavor, he'll just get attracted, like iron filing gets attracted to a magnet. So in this way, we understand that such a person will attain a very, very happy state, because he will come to his constitutional position, his original nature of Anandamaya Abhyasat. That is, his nature is always to be blissful. Finally, it is said that Krishna consciousness is the highest stage of trance in yoga practice. Because Krishna consciousness is obviously taking darshan of the Lord, which yogis, you know, take darshan in the heart. Krishna conscious devotee gets Sakshat darshan of the Lord in front of him. And it doesn't end there. He goes one step ahead to serve the Lord. He's not just seeing, taking darshan of the Lord. He's serving the Lord for his pleasure. So it is said that he's in the highest stage of trance in yoga practice. This very understanding that Krishna is present as Paramatma in everyone's heart makes the yogi faultless. So a yogi will never get into any fault just by understanding that Krishna is present in each and everyone's heart as Paramatma. Now with this understanding that Lord is present in everyone's heart, Krishna is going to extend this theme now. He's going to extend this theme to help us understand that how by this proper worship, a yogi understands the actual situation of the soul in the material world. Because a yogi is now able to relate with each and every living entity, because he's seeing super soul in everyone's heart. So let's get this understanding from the next shloka in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.